You may recall it was back in June that the city first reported that a bus driver tested positive for COVID-19. Since that time, others have come down with the virus. We get an update on today's reality check. Honolulu Civil Beats reporter Marcel Henry on the line today. Good morning, Marcel.
Hey, Catherine. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. So what's the number up to now?
Well, you've got 21 total reported COVID-19 positives among drivers of the bus and the handy van. That includes 18 bus drivers and 3 handy van drivers. There's also 2 drivers that I'm told are awaiting results, kind of in the queue at this point.
So do they have a handle on where these drivers may have contracted the virus?
Yeah, so it seems to be a variety of different ways. And I guess the good news is that in the vast majority, they've determined that these are circumstances outside of work. This could be where they had family members who came down with the virus and then they subsequently tested positive. Other circumstances of community spread, and even some drivers who are out traveling, you know, off island. That is, the majority, but there were 3 cases in which they couldn't find circumstances outside of work. And in those 3 particular cases, I'm told that the workers did file, the drivers filed a workers' comp claim.
Oh, that's interesting. So then how are they going to handle that?
Yeah, it remains to be seen. I mean, they could, take sick leave, and apparently Wahoo Transit Services, which is the semi-autonomous company that runs the bus and the handy van for the city. They're saying that they're being very flexible in terms of how people can use their sick leave and their personal time off, you know, to string those together. So that they really are encouraging people, maybe in ways they didn't do prior to the pandemic, to really stay home if they feel even, you know, a touch sick. So they could take sick leave conceivably. But yeah, I guess they'll just go through the normal process with HR on these workers' comp claims.
Yeah, and I know even like the hospitals are facing this situation. You know, if they're healthcare workers contract the disease, is it, you know, from the workplace? Did they not have, you know, enough PPE? Or, yeah, it's going to be a little sticky situation trying to work that out.
Right. I mean, you're talking about essential workers performing, you know, kind of a vital service in terms of public transit. And you really want to keep both the drivers and the workers and the passengers, you know, safe in this situation. What they've been doing is, in a few of these cases where the drivers were found to have been, you know, maybe there was some overlap, frankly, even with the protective measures on the bus, some overlap in when they were starting to come down with their symptoms, they have been issuing the routes that they had driven and the number of routes that they release and how far they go back, apparently based on kind of the CDC recommendations at the time. They were following very closely, you know, how far back should we release these routes. It's really, it's a balancing act where OTS needs to kind of try and balance their driver's privacy, but also, you know, and their confidentiality as far as their health concerns, but also giving the public the information that they need to know.
Yeah, and the city has been, really trying to make an effort to be transparent. So, that's a good thing. Now, the city's also, or I should say OTS, has been trying to do more sanitation, right, on the bus as well.
So they've been doing daily cleanings on this bus that go above, on all of the buses, I should say, that go above and beyond what they were doing prior to the pandemic. Daily wiping down of the interior and what's called hydrostatic cleaning. This, I understand, they've spent about $500,000 in overtime for their maintenance crews to do. So yeah, it's been some extra work there.
Well, I'm sure the bus ridership is also down because people are a little leery about getting the disease.
Yeah, so bus ridership is actually still down by more than half compared to the pre-pandemic. You're looking at about 82,000 daily trips on the bus. Usually it's about 200,000. And it's rebounded a little bit. Right when the pandemic hit, it was down as far as around 65,000. So it has rebounded a little bit, but it's maintained steady at about 82,000 daily trips. And what OTS is reporting is about a $25 million annual loss in fares in all of those trips.
That's written off. That's quite a hit. No, we've got to keep our fingers crossed that that goes back up. But thank you, Marcel. Good story.
Thanks, Catherine.
That was reporter Marcel Honore with today's reality check. To read his stories on this issue, visit civilbeat.org.